Well, I still had fun anyway. I always like spending time with you. No, seriously. I'm being sincere. I can be sincere sometimes, okay? And you're lucky that I put up with all your teasing, you know. If it wasn't for me, you probably wouldn't have anyone to hang out with at all. I mean, now that everyone in our group has started dating, or working, or focusing on studying. But I'm glad we can still make time for each other. I think that's important. You're a really good friend to me. You know, there's actually something I've been meaning to talk to you about, and I've been thinking about this for a while, but there's never been a good time, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it now. I think so, anyway. I mean, it's as good as a time as any, I suppose, but it's a little embarrassing, I guess, so maybe we could each just find somewhere to lie on our backs with some of those cushions under our heads, like we do sometimes when we're just chilling out and talking, near to each other, but not too close. Okay, good. It feels easier to talk this way. I can just concentrate on exactly what I want to say without worrying about getting embarrassed and having you look at me. No, nothing's wrong. Don't worry. I just want you to listen carefully to everything I have to say, and then you can tell me what you think, okay? Can you do that for me? Perfect. Thank you. So basically, I think we should... Well, I think you and me, you know, we spend so much time together, and I kinda think we should try being something more. Like, getting a bit closer? You know, to see if we could maybe be boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, going on a proper date and stuff? Wait, shh, don't say anything yet. Please, I promise I will make more sense now that I've managed to stammer that out. Look, I came prepared. I made a list of reasons. Okay, you know me. I like to be thorough. And when I do something, I do it right. So maybe I'll add that to the list. Always prepared with documentation. And no, I'm not applying for a job. Don't tease me. Well, I guess you're right. It's a little bit like that. I've just been thinking about this a lot, and I'm serious about it. So I want to make sure I remember to say all the things I want to say before you tell me what you think. So, the first reason is kind of simple, I guess. Like, there's been some boys who have been asking me, you know, if I would go out with them and stuff. And I do want to be going out with someone, but for some reason, even though I like those guys, I always said no. And at first, I didn't know why I was saying no, but then when I started thinking about it, like really thinking about it, you were always in my head. Like, it felt wrong to be with somebody else. Almost like I was cheating on you somehow, and I know that sounds really dumb, but I realized that whenever I imagined what I would like to do on a date, it was always you there with me in my mind. And it felt right. It just felt natural. Okay. Reason number two. So since we already know each other really well, we can go out on fun dates and not have to waste time getting to know each other. And we can just have a good time. And we don't have to be afraid that we'll end up not liking the other person, because I'm pretty sure I like you. And I hope that you feel the same way about me. Like, to me, what we have feels like something special that everyone else is missing out on. We're good together. And I know dating can change things, but I don't think it will for us. We'd still be friends like we are now, just a little bit more. And well, that concludes reason number two. Okay, so for this last one, I need to sit up and lean in close to your ear, okay? I'm going to whisper in like a kind of sexy way. Okay, see, it says here, be sexy. No, you're not allowed to laugh at me. That would just be mean. Okay, just listen. Okay, I'm going to lean in close to you like this. Close your eyes. And my lips are almost touching your ear. Can you feel my breath? I'm so close. I like being near to you. Now listen. Just pay attention to my voice. I've been thinking about you. Not like a friend, more like the kind of thoughts I have when I'm touching myself. No, don't say anything. This is embarrassing, so it's easier if you just listen and keep your eyes closed. I want you to be the one who gets to kiss me, not anyone else. And not just kiss me on my lips, but on my skin, my body, even, you know, between my legs or my breast, my... Okay, maybe it sounds silly, but that's what I want. That's what makes me feel good when I touch myself. To think about the things I want you to do to me. And the sounds I make when I do. Well, I think you'd like them. My breathing gets heavy and shaky, a bit like it is now, and I can't help but moan. And I want you to hear that. I really do, because those sounds are for you. You're the one giving that pleasure to me, and I want to share it with you. I'd let you do that to me, if you like. You know, to kiss me, touch me and stuff. There's a lot of things I'd let you do, because I trust you, and I won't put any pressure on you. You can do things exactly how you want to, and I'll be happy. I don't know, maybe you like to take things kind of slow and sweet and gentle, or maybe you prefer things exciting, harder, faster. You can try things out with me and I think we'll have fun. We don't have to pretend to know everything yet. We can experiment, because I think we're just comfortable with each other, you know? I don't feel any anxiety or pressure around you. I know you. And I want you. And well, that's it. That's really all I wanted to say.